is Brian Pickin. I'm talking about Sergei Chachenko's piece, Daydream. Sergei and I were at St. Louis together, and I was fortunate enough to watch him develop some of his more recent paintings. He was going through a little bit of a dry spell for a little while. He got inspired and just got in there and started painting, and he was doing cards for the longest time, and that kind of opened things up for him. He was able to do a bunch of paintings, and he had stacks and stacks of these paintings that he had laying around. This particular piece, Daydream, was from a memory that he had, a very happy memory from childhood, looking at clouds and seeing different shapes and different things that you can envision in the clouds. Something that we did quite often at prison was to lay down and watch the clouds pass and see what we could see. We were always pointing out different shapes in the clouds to each other. When he did this piece, he wasn't totally sure that he was conveying his idea across. Was it coming across the way he wanted it to? Which I think he did an excellent job of making the different clouds look like different things. The octopus and the crab and the person flying and the shark and the bird that are there. All in the clouds, these different ideas that you see. And the image of the man laying in the grass was just, for Sergei, it was about just the simplicity of watching this happen, of watching the clouds go by, and what a warm memory that was for him. I remember him conveying that to me. I think his technique in the piece is amazing. He was really trying to come up with a way to be quick with his paintings, to be a little bit looser in his brushstrokes, to have a little bit more movement in his pieces, something that he was sort of nervous about. But I was always so impressed with the movement that he has in all of his work. All of the different little brushstrokes to me says so much about who he is and what he's thinking and how he views the world. And he was always so nervous about it. But it comes out really well. All of his pieces do.
I think childhood memories are so important to all of us, but probably particularly for people who are incarcerated, because childhood is about the center of the world for the child. I mean, the home, you know, where everything hopefully makes sense or where you start from. And so when you go back to childhood, these childhood memories, I think it can be a way of centering yourself, you know, in this place that you had, that you're displaced from.
And maybe recentering himself is really what he was doing artistically, mm-hmm. was trying to recenter himself and really find what his style was, really find where he wanted to express himself at, or really how he wanted to express himself, because he talked a lot about that.